Good morning, everyone. My name is Cedric Habiyaremye. I'm originally from Rwanda, but a PhD student at Washington State University. In my presentation today, I'm going to present a part of my research where we are evaluating the effect of nitrogen and seeding rate on the plant height and seed maturity and seed yield on quinoa and Hollis barley, which is a food barley that are grown in a no-till in the Pacific Northwest, the area of Eastern Washington and Northern Idaho. The area of Eastern Washington and Northern Idaho, they are dominated with wheat production, and where the alternative crops like quinoa and barley are not, a little is known about them, about the agronomic practices and in terms of agronomy, production, and the different varieties that can be used as to increase the crop biodiversity in those areas. In that regard, that's why we worked with quinoa and the barley to see how we can increase the crop biodiversity in that area. Because those crops like quinoa and barley, as some of you may know, quinoa is worldwide known for its high nutrition composition, and also the food barley as well. So in our research was intended to, besides increasing the crop biodiversity, but also to increase the nutrition diversity in the area as well. Also, because there is a growing market in terms of import and export of quinoa and some other food high nutrition content crops, we think the inclusion of these crops in this area, in addition to the wheat production, can help to develop the economy. The farmers can benefit in a lot of ways in economic development. So the hypothesis of this study was intended to evaluate if nitrogen and seeding rate have effects on the phenotypic responses of quinoa and Hollis barley, basically to see if they have some effects and to gather information that can be beneficial to farmers. It was also to evaluate if those two, like nitrogen and seeding rates, affect the nutritional composition and the micronutrient composition of quinoa and the food barley. As the objective of this study was to gather those information to see how those crops can be provide information related to these crops and how the input like fertilizer affects those the yield and the quality and the also the residue and also the weed suppression in those areas. So the location was Eastern Washington and Northern Idaho, in farmers' farms, and they were situated in this altitude, but we did a no-till study where we planted the quinoa and the barley was in the wheat stubbles of no-till. So if you see on the map, it shows where those two locations are, in Genesee, Idaho, which is Northern Idaho, and Almota in Eastern Washington. For the treatment, for quinoa, we had two treatments, five levels of fertilizer application and three seeding rates, which was common on barley as well, but for barley, we added another treatment of variety where we're testing two food barley varieties, Julie and Havana. So for the quinoa, the variety we used is the Jesse, which is a Dutch variety that was developed in France, and it's saponin-free. For some of you who may not know, quinoa is gluten-free, and a complete protein crop with that is it's growing interest in these days, and we are looking how can be benefit in different ways in for farmers and people in general. So those fertilizer applications rate were determined by based on soil test we did and the residue breakdown and the mineralization of the microorganism based on our soil test, and we applied fertilizer with the yield goal of around 5,000 kilograms per hectare. That's what using the net like the application guides for the nutrient management. Thus, we came up to define these treatments of 0, 62, 96, 130, and 164 kilograms per hectare of fertilizer application to see how they respond differently and how they affect those the phenotypic responses and the quality of the seeds. As the results on quinoa, the seed yield response to the nitrogen application rate. As you can see, the nitrogen application has affected the yield, where the high yield was obtained on 96 kilograms per hectare of the application. However, after that level, the nitrogen, when it gets high, there was a like a sign of decrease in the yield, even though it was not significant. But you can see when you compare the application of the highest nitrogen application of 164 and the 62, basically you can tell how they are totally the high. The 164 is less than 100, less than 62. Basically on quinoa, I guess this happened because the more fertilizer there is high, just vegetative growth. That's what happened, and then the setting of the seed or the maturity wasn't. Thus, quinoa enjoyed the nutrition and kept growing. However, the seeding rate as well has shown effect on the yield, where the lowest seeding rate also has shown a very low yield, but and the highest yield was obtained in those levels of 11 kilograms per hectare and 17 kilograms per hectare. When it comes to barley, the yield was affected with the nitrogen application, and where the highest yield was obtained between 96, 130, and 64, but the 64 it was seemed to be the highest, and but also it has affected the test weight, the seed size, with this the plums where they passed through the screen of 6/64. Like the kind of thickness of the seed or the size of the seed was also affected by those ones. Even the thin, as you can see, they were affected by the nitrogen application. However, the seeding rate didn't show any effect on this quality. There was also variety differences in the, when comparing two varieties of barley, where the Havana out yielded Julie, and but there was no significant differences in terms of test weight and the seed size, except when they as they became in a small seed size, where the thins and the plums that passed through the small size of the screen were kind of significant in that level. Looking on other phenotypic responses, surprisingly, even though in the field you can identify some, in this picture, in this, the middle one, is the less nitrogen, you can tell, but the plant height was not affected by, so it was not significantly affected by the nitrogen application or the seeding rate. Same as quinoa as well, if you can see in this picture. And the result also has shown that there was no effect associated with these two. Looking at the maturity, even though the maturity was not affected by the nitrogen application rates, but the low nitrogen seemed to lag behind in terms of maturity. Well, the kernels were ready at the same level with others, but the stalks seemed to stay a little bit green compared to the high nitrogen in barley. So as a summary of this study, we came to realize that the nitrogen have effect on the seed yield, but also when it comes to quinoa, it has to be the good timing, as we have seen. Only like the yield gets high at certain level, the more you add nitrogen, it starts dropping down. Basically, this information for farmers where they can see the right application. And the seeding rate, it doesn't matter on barley, especially farmers can use which one is beneficial for their economy. And but for quinoa, the right seeding rate is crucial. There's varieties of, as we have seen, the varieties of barley. Havana has been the champion, I can say, has out-yielded the Jilly. And this information for farmers, for example, who are interested in growing some food barley varieties, I think Havana will be a variety to be recommended to them in those areas. As before I conclude, I would like to acknowledge the funding agencies like Western Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education and the USDA NIFA and the Sustainable Seed Systems Lab, where I belong, Washington State University, and the Shepherd's Grain Cooperative Farmer Cooperative for their collaboration, and farmers John and Wayne Jensen for letting us use their field for our experiment. Thank you for your kind attention. Any question? In Washington?
Yeah, or wherever you can work.
Well, the market, the quinoa for in Washington so far, we are working on research, developing the right varieties that fit in the area, but there is an interest. And economically, worldwide, when you can see in the United States, there is high demand, the market is there, but the research in Washington is to try to develop to meet the demand that is out there, because there is the Southern America is not meeting the demand of the quinoa import, or not exporting enough quinoa for the United States. So that's why the research is trying to develop how we can create, satisfy the market out there. But at Washington, in the area, we are still like at the experimental, but few farmers are trying it, and there is an interest. And if one more.
Yeah, go for one.
Yes.
So it looks like the yields were kind of low to me, but I don't know what a good quinoa yield is in South America.
Yeah, that's a good question. The question was about the yield of quinoa. That seems low. Well, that's not a representation of the yield in the field exactly. It was at experimental level. So which means there is some other components. Basically, if you get to the field, there is, that's not a representation of the whole growing, like a couple acres and stuff. But in terms of the yield, what the yield is in South America, I don't have the numbers in my head, but I think it's higher than what is presented. But as I said, this is still on experimental level. Thank you.